Coming in at number 86 is the band Club Lock and their album called Precious. And I'm on the line with Jolyn. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling this morning? And congratulations for coming in at number 86.
Thank you. It was a little bit of a shock. So it was nice to receive the email saying that we were in the top 101.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's really great. This is our last interview for this bracket of the top 101. So it's really great to talk to you. And how has the 2021, you released the album. Mm-hmm. And what was your process towards that as well in terms of recording?
It was basically with the band, because it's just myself playing bass and Rowan playing drums. And we always decided from day one that we would record everything that we had written, because we'd been in multiple bands before that had broken up and always ended up, you know, with songs that were never recorded. So we recorded the album Precious Metal I think we did it in one day in August in 2020, just ourselves at our practice space, and just mixed it over a few weeks at Rowan's house, learning as we went along, and released it on January 1, 2021. It was just a huge learning experience for us. We just wanted to be able to record our songs, figure out how to mix and master them, and hopefully people would like them.
Well, they have, because
it's been great. Unfortunately, there's been obviously massive changes with live music in the last year, and there's been a few other things going on, so we haven't been able to play since February last year. So it's been a bit of a shame, because I feel like we released this album and then we didn't get to go promote it as much as we would have liked to. But hopefully this year we'll be able to get out there and do some more live shows.
Yeah, that would be great. And I did see that you released this. Well, it came into the station on the first 21. So it was really early on in the year to make it to the top 101 for 21. That's pretty great.
It was fantastic.
And it is really interesting to hear that your previous bands, you played and you didn't have that that recording process, and you just went straight into it. So it's really good to hear that progress and your process of recording. And I'm glad that it is down, it's documented, and I'm looking forward to hearing your next. I mean, in terms of not playing then from February, mm-hmm. were you both feeding off each other musically, creatively?
Oh yeah, definitely. That the band, because this is the third band I've been in with Rowan as a drummer, so which is why I think we work so well together. So our practices have just been us writing, jamming songs and writing songs together. So since we've had that break, since about May last year, we haven't really done anything, unfortunately. So it's been really difficult. I just want to get back in the practice room and start writing songs with him. I do feel a bit stunted in creativity at the moment, but, we'll get back there soon. And record our stuff again. And I think it's previously with the other bands, because recording used to be so expensive, you'd have to go pay an engineer. Nowadays, we taught ourselves how to use Logic and bought our own microphones, and, it was so easy to set up in the practice space whenever we wanted to and record when we wanted to and release everything ourselves, which is a huge change, 10, 15 years ago when you had to get 500 CDs pressed and hope that they sell.
It's pretty fantastic that you can take that into your own hands, and now you've got those mics, you've got that information that you've learnt as well. So I think that's really valuable, and so I'm happy, because that means it's accessible and you mm-hmm. can bring it, you can put your music out there, which is great. And I really look forward to hearing more music from you. And this morning we're going to play Interdimensional Wind Chime.
Yes.
Before we play that, is there anything that you can tell me about that song?
That was one of the first songs we had written. I think it was the second song we wrote. The first song we wrote was Dumb Drums. All of our song titles are just, you know, throwaway lines because it's all instrumental. It's just throwaway lines and in-jokes between Rowan and myself. And Interdimensional Wind Chime was one of the songs I was basically learning how to play just as a bass player with no other instruments to fill out the sound. And it's probably one of our heavier songs. And, yeah, it's just loud and fun. So I can't even remember how we got the title. I think Rowan Gate came up with that. He heard something on a podcast and said we should call this song that. So that's always been the fun part of the band, is just coming up with random song titles and bits of trivia. So.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And thank you, Jolyn, for being on air and talking to us on 3D Radio. Yeah, and no. Yeah, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you, 3D Radio, for playing our album and everyone that's listened.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll be back this year.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Well, here's Club Lock with Interdimensional Wind Chime. And I've just been speaking to Jolyn. This has been Martina, Gillian and Sarah. And stay tuned for Pete and Tones and the rest of 101 today.
And congratulations to all the bands so far. Well done.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it has been a good fun. We're going to hear Interdimensional Wind Chime.